Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Annual revenues at DAA, which operates Dublin and Cork airports, breached the 1 billion euro mark last year. Not bad for a business which was essentially shut down in 2020 and much of 21, but it still has a debt mountain of 1.6 billion euro on the books. And the biggest headache of all is what to do about the passenger cap of 32 million at Dublin Airport, which will start seeing planned services being cancelled from the autumn. Kenny Jacobs is the boss of the DAA and is sitting in front of me. Hello, Kenny.
Good morning, Joe.
Can I ask you about the 32 million passenger cap? Ryanair says it has to cancel a few routes because of it. Is that going to be reflected in other airlines?
Look, it's possible for all airlines. With the passenger cap, the first thing we've got to do is comply with it because it's planning law. The second thing is get it lifted. We will do that by submitting an infrastructure application. We did that last year. We might submit a second infrastructure application later this year without building anything to try to get the cap lifted sooner. But if one airline is cutting flights, then all airlines may have to cut flights. It's a real possibility. I think next year more than this winter.
Do you agree with Ryanair when they say that the minister responsible, Eamon Ryan, could use a ministerial order to unilaterally raise the cap if deemed it necessary?
Technically, that's possible. I'm not sure it's realistic. I think any minister using a directive to take away planning would draw a lot of criticism from lots of other sectors saying they would like the same thing. But I think the best way for the cap to be lifted is us to get approval for the planning application that we've submitted.
To a local authority, I suppose the point being made is it's kind of ridiculous that such a strategic asset as Dublin Airport would have to apply to local councillors who may not know about airport planning.
Yeah, we would prefer to be part of strategic infrastructure. So we're going straight to Umbar Plinála rather than through to Fingal County Council. Now, Fingal County Council do a great job. They're very good partners of our own.
But I would have to say that, but they are.
But I think it's difficult for them kind of being responsible for, what is Ireland's airport? The cap is not good. It goes back 18 years. It exists because there was bad traffic congestion at the time coming to Dublin Airport. That no longer exists. In 2006, when the cap was put in place, less than 5% of the passengers that came to Dublin used the bus. Last year, over 30% of the passengers that came to Dublin used the bus. So the roads aren't as busy as they were. The cap isn't necessary, but the cap is the law and it's in place. The sooner it gets lifted in the right way, which is planning, the better, because there's demand out there to fly. You know, currently, I would say next year, there's demand for about 34 to 35 million passengers from the airlines.
Which won't be allowed.
Some of it won't be allowed, yes.
Yeah. Eddie Wilson from Ryanair last week said that the DAA was raising its charges 45% by 2026. Is that true?
Well, I wish we could. First of all, we don't raise the charges. They're regulated. So it's the IAA who are the regulator for charges. So we can't put the price up, as Ryanair pointed out. Charges won't be going up by 45%. So there has been a very modest single digit increase in charges this year. Charges will go up in the coming years. But I think it's the most important thing is people realise Dublin is the cheapest airport for airlines in all of Europe, the cheapest capital city. The charges at Dublin are less than half of the charges at the average EU capital city airport. So we need the charges to go up. Why do we need the charges to go up? Because we want to offer passengers the ability to get through security in under 15 minutes. We want Dublin to be a world-class airport. We need the charges to go up so we can build infrastructure, but ultimately give passengers a real world-class airport at Dublin, which is what they want and deserve.
You joined 2 years ago, and when you joined, there were massive queues getting through Dublin Airport. It was something that you're not responsible for. But do you now accept that DAA let too many people go during the pandemic, during lockdowns, which meant that they weren't ready when the skies opened up again?
I think, look, the summer of 2 years ago, the business got off to a slow start on the planning side. The most important thing is now we're managing queues very, very well. I think lots of airports, lots of airlines were slow coming out of the blocks in the pandemic. At the moment, we're managing security really, really well. I think it's a key part of the experience for passengers at any airport. This weekend just gone, we had over 500,000 people at Dublin and Cork airports. Over 95% of them got through security in under 20 minutes. So we're now very, very good at this. We've learned from it, and I think we'll continue to be very good at it through the summer and every year.
Is it true that DAA paid gold open parachutes of 56 million euro to only 166 people who took the severance package.
We did have a severance scheme. We needed to have
56
that.
Million?
I'd need to clarify that exact number. But look, there was a lot of people who were in the business for a long time who did leave during the pandemic. That scheme allowed the business to get leaner, get more agile. So it was the right thing for the business to do at the time. We're now a smaller business and we're able to do the things we want.
Were any of them rehired?
None of them were rehired.
Okay. The C3 scanners, that means you can leave your liquids and your laptop in the bag. What percentage of all your scanners in Dublin and Cork are C3?
We don't have any C3 in Cork. In Dublin at the moment, about 70% of all our scanners are C3. So passengers love them because you don't have to take liquids and iPads out of your bag. So we will be rolling those across Dublin and Cork. Dublin will be completed by the end of this year.
Okay. DAA put out a note saying that its car park would be full at the bank holiday weekend. Any news on unused car parks coming back on stream?
Well, there's one large one which has 6,000 spaces that we're still trying to get hold of to operate for the summer period. We were unsuccessful trying to buy it outright, but we would like to have those 6,000 spaces in July, August and September. So we are continuing to talk to the owner to see could we operate it on a short-term basis.
So you would lease it from the owner and then sell car parking spaces over the summer?
Exactly. That would give us 6,000 extra spaces. We still have 20,000 other spaces and we're about 60% booked for the summer. So people don't need to be worried about getting car parking at Dublin. Our advice would be still book early or take the bus. But generally, we manage car parking very, very well. It's not the drama that people think. But I would say if you're coming for a week or 2 weeks and you want a space in the long-term car park, definitely book early.
So 30% you say use the bus. That means about 70% use the car. What's the story with the set-down charges? Because you have permission to introduce set-down charges. Will you be introducing them?
No, we don't have any plans. It's something that you see in lots of other airports. We actually have set-down charges at Cork over 15 minutes, but we don't have plans to introduce them in Dublin, no.
And what about your four lanes of the set-down area in Terminal 1 and 2, and yet in Terminal 1 set-down area, often all four lanes are blocked. People are just stopping in the middle of the road. But worse, people are just parking their car and waiting for their mate to come out. Is that not being policed?
It is. And they shouldn't do that. So that's something that
I don't see anybody being stopped.
Oh, no, we do. We do. Airport police will constantly be at the bottom of that ramp in T1 and asking people to move on. But you're absolutely right to point it out. People shouldn't do that. It causes congestion. And if you are dropping off passengers, which is what you should be on the ramp for, then it can be difficult. So it's something that we do constantly monitor. We do police it and we do issue fines to people.
And I don't mean to constantly refer to your noisiest customer, but Ryanair says that DA should charge lower fees for those airlines that use planes that emit the least amount of emissions, plus also have the least noisy aircraft. They claim that their aircraft are the least noisy and have the fewest emissions. Do you agree?
I fully agree, and that's why we've introduced a 25% discount on charges for airlines that are using newer, greener and quieter aircraft.
Okay. And retail side, what percentage of your 1 billion turnover came from retail last year?
From retail last year, so about 3/4 of the total revenue came domestically here in Ireland. Of that, on the revenue side, about 20% comes from duty-free.
From duty-free, and the rest of it are from charges, landing charges and all that.
Will be everything. Generally, the split is aero and non-aero. Aero is what you make from charges. Non-aero is fast track, car parking, lounges, all the other types of revenue that you make, including what you sell in duty-free.
And which is the biggest growing bit of the non-aero bit?
It's very strong. We're very good at non-aero. We have to be because the aero charges are so low. Car parking is very strong. Fast track is very strong. Lounges, all those products, we're good at selling them. We will get better at selling them because we plan to introduce a lot of new products. 2 weeks ago, we introduced a new valet-style car parking product called Drop and Go. We want to launch a new airport club in the autumn. You're going to see a lot of these on the website, in the app, because we want to do a very good job of selling you all the other things that you can buy and use at an airport, and you'll see lots of us in the months and years ahead.
Kenny, thank you so much for coming in. That's Kenny Jacobs, the Chief Executive of DAA.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.